Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for taking the opportunity and the time to join us here on the Couples TV Show. It's a pleasure to be with you again on a Monday evening. Monday evening is a great way to start off the week. My name is Gregory Clark Sr., and as always, it's a pleasure to take the time out to share some information with you. And without further ado, I'd love to introduce my partner, Cheryl Clark.
Hi, happy Monday, everybody. Nice to see you or hear from you. We are in we had a little snowstorm here in New York City. Not major, but it's here in the windy, blistering New York City area. So we thank you for taking your time out with us this evening.
And also, as we always tell you, you have several ways to connect with us. You can connect with us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @GregCherylClark without the E at the end. Again, that's GregCherylClark. And also, you have the opportunity to join us on Facebook, two different ways. For this particular show, the Couples TV Show, you can just connect with us at facebook.com/thecouplesTVshow. And also, our main page where most of our information, most of our updates go on, is definitely facebook.com/GregCherylClark. So if you're typing that in your browser bar, facebook.com/GregCherylClark. And also, GregCherylClark.com will be live before you know it. Still doing some tweaks. We'd rather have it out there correctly instead of putting something out there that we have to retract. So without further ado, we are continuing in this series dealing with the 7 secrets of a successful couple. In the past couple of times that we've met on this particular format, we've dealt with the first 4. Today we're going to conclude with 3 in a row. And you may think that we're trying to squeeze it all in, but believe you me, the information that's going to be shared, and especially if you heard the past couple of weeks, is going to be a blessing to you. And I know from the past couple of weeks we've dealt with how to be a person with a positive attitude, how couples have to be forgivers. You have to have the ability to forgive within the relationship or the relationship will die. You also have to be fearless. Fearless gives you the opportunity to understand that someone has your back and you have the opportunity to go out there and strive for great things along with yourself and also your partner. And also confidence. You cannot be walking around saying that you're going to be successful or you're going to do great things if you don't have that ability to be confident. And I know that's a quick paraphrase and a quick synopsis, but definitely you'll have other opportunities to hear that information that we shared and where we went a little bit more further in depth. But since we know that we have 3 parts to get through and we want to make sure time is of the essence, so we'll jump right into number 5, where is be an action taker. And where do you say, Cheryl, about being an action taker?
Well, a successful couple is being an action taker, is allowing themselves not to quit on their purpose or passion in life. And that's something that you have to make up in your mind early, that you will win. You will be an overcomer. And this has to be a thing that you both have to do if you're in a marriage or thinking of coming into a marriage or a business partnership. Yes, there will be disappointments. They may come, but you have to regroup and don't quit on each other and on your dreams and on your family because there's a purpose to fulfill. And on this earth, we are all operating in the way that we should be doing, purpose-filled and passion-driven. And if we could do that, I know our background is the foundation that we believe is that God has our back. And that's the way we have succeeded through life and through our dreams, through that foundation. Like we always talk about in the beginning is having a foundation. And if you go through history, there is many people that would not give up on themselves. Thomas Edison, he was, it's the name of a couple, Thomas Edison, he was called stupid that he would never be anything. He was fired from his first two jobs, and they said he wasn't being productive enough. He had 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at the light bulb. And the thing is that he failed 1,000 times. And Edison is now the inventor of the light bulb. So, you know, there's always things that will come your way that may not be, like we talked about before, obstacles. It's learning experiences. Another one is Walt Disney. He was fired from a newspaper editor. He was, they said, lack of imagination. I chuckled when I laughed hard. And people laughed at his dreams, and they said that he wanted to build a fantasy playground of Disneyland. And a lot of people rejected him. They said, "This, you won't have the riffraff going there." And these two men, if they would have listened, I thought about that. If they would have listened to those naysayers, they wouldn't be sitting where they are, where they was in the past. Of now we are now taking advantage of the things that they have stepped out of their box. They would not quit. It doesn't matter who says it, obstacles that may have come. The thing is, they made up in their mind that they were going to be successful and follow their heart. And sometimes it's not comfortable to think out of the box or step out of the box. It's not comfortable. It's not going to be comfortable. So stop doubting yourself. Sometimes we have to believe our own story and just step out and make history for ourselves. Okay?
And one of the things that we all understand, there have been so many obstacles that can be approached along your way and along your path. And that's why I say all the time that you make the cognitive choices of what you call it. You see, Thomas Edison could have stopped it 1,000 times. Walt Disney could have accepted that newspaper editor's thought that he had a lack of imagination. Or the gentleman who created 7-Up could have stopped at 6-Up. But he kept on going until he perfected what was resonating inside of him, which he released into a physical form, and it became a success. When you think about the different individuals, and I mean, you have Oprah Winfrey, you have the Colonel Sanders story, you have all different types of thoughts where you hear of individuals who were highly successful, how they were put down, how they were put in a particular place and told that they weren't going to accomplish anything. One of the things, as a couple, people would tell you, oh, your man is no good or your woman is no good. But what do you call it? What do you say it is? And if your relationship is strong enough, regardless of what anybody says. I remember there's a particular couple in Hollywood for the past couple of years. I mean, they've been, I won't say their names, but they've been a great couple. And all I've been hearing, like, over the past year or so, they're breaking up, they're getting divorced, this one's leaving that one, all this other, that, and the third. And come to find out, it's all been just flies on a wall, murmuring stuff to sell whatever you call those particular tabloids or newspapers. But it's interesting that they'd rather see individuals not be a unit, but to try to be destructive. So when you start thinking about the actions that you have to take within a relationship, it all starts with you understanding there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be things that are put in your path purposely. I'm saying it to you, purposely. The universe is not mocked. Things are put in your path purposely. People say, why did this happen? Oh, you know, bad things happen to good people. No, stop. It was put in your path purposely to see what you're going to call it. See, overcomers, as my wife just said, overcomers are individuals like, you know what? They put that boulder in the way. But you know what? We just figure out it's on our path, but we just figure out how to walk around the boulder and keep going down our path. The boulder didn't stop us. Now, certain people, they'll see the boulder and be like, okay, I got to turn around and go back. You just proved you really wasn't striving for what you really thought within your own self that you wished to attain. And that's why at times we could be our own self-detrimenters. We could be the ones that can kill our own dream or kill the dream in our spouse or kill the dream, the collective dream. And by you being taking action to say, you're not going to listen to what other people are saying. You're not going to allow others to be in your ear gate and try to infiltrate which was resonating in you. And by you keeping that particular tone of vibration, there's nothing that can stop you. There cannot nothing stop you as a couple. It was something interesting that my wife sent me just today, and I kind of got an opportunity to look at it and just, you know, peruse about it. And it's so interesting that being an action taker sometimes you have to, not even allegedly, sometimes you just have to stop and jump out of your own form for a moment. And when you jump out of your own form, you get to see, you start just to get to play with and just look at the whole chessboard. And instead of just worrying about who's the better pawn or who's better this, who's doing this, you get to jump out of the form and just look at the chessboard. And you start to see now how you can become a better individual within the plan instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to make this move, you make that move, and then next you know, there's not even a checkmate. No one is going nowhere, so no one's going to win the game. And life is about that. So when you understand that, you have to find your purpose. If you have a gift when it comes to being an inspirational person, or you love to talk and communicate, you have to understand how it is that you're supposed to do these things and never get tired of talking and inspiring people. See, myself and Cheryl, we like to talk to people. We do like to inspire people. We like to see people. We like to be, as a famous ball player said one time, we like to be that straw that stirs the drink. We like to be those individuals that help you get to the next level as we are aspiring to get to our next level. And as long as you continue to realize and think within yourself that you're not going to quit, there are going to be arguments, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be things, flies, ointments on the wall. But as long as you keep your mindset knowing that, okay, I'm going to move ever forward, I understand I'm not perfect, I understand my partner's not perfect, but within this diaspora of the thing that we've created, we have to understand that in order for us to be successful, there has to be a complementary situation going on. And for those of you who understand math and you talk about complementary angles, those complementary angles have to fit in a particular way, not necessarily saying that they all have to be the same number angle, but ultimately, in order for them to be complementary, they all got to fit in the bigger pieces of the triangle. So when you see yourself releasing that information, releasing that opportunity to not allow yourself just to wallow in pity, but see, that's something that shows that you're not an action taker. Those woe is me moments. Okay, this happened, so I'm going to cry. Oh, my God, I almost did this, and now I'm going to complain. Those are pity parties. Those pity parties don't have any power for you. If anything, they take more energy away from you. They take more energy from what you're attempting to do, what you're striving for, what you're moving towards. Never allow anyone, anything to keep you from being or striving towards what it is your destiny. And as long as that you stay, and it's not a selfish start, but as long as you stay in that mantra, you'll understand that especially as a couple, if you stay in that thought pattern, you stay in that level of strength, nothing can get in between. You have anything to add to that, Cheryl?
Definitely. So one thing, just to conclude this particular one of being an action taker, one thing is certain is that everyone has a definitive path to success. There is a successful bone in everyone's body. But to be a successful person, to listen to all these people like Oprah, Colonel Sanders, and Walt Disney and Thomas Edison, those people had something in common. Their stories and their journeys are different, But one thing they never did was they never quit. When you find your purpose or passion together with your spouse, if you're an individual listening, you are passionate about something, you cannot stop pushing. Things may go awry around or go arise around you. I remember when we first started in business, we were running a business, people laughed at us. I'm too young to start a business. We started a business
23.
And the finances weren't there. People looked at us like we was crazy. I almost lost my life. My husband got sick, and my mother, there's something going on with her. The thing is, you cannot quit. Those are obstacles and testimony for you to get back up and keep it moving. So to wrap this one up, be an action taker. If you are an individual, you're not married yet. Be an action taker now. With your spouse, you start to work in synergy. If you go back to some of the other things we were talking about, working in synergy with your spouse will then bring you into alignment with success. You have to be in alignment with success in order for success to be aligned with you. So the next one, be originals. Be an original. And I want to start off with a quote. And it says, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Greg, what do you think about that?
Well, when you start to understand that there are too many copies in this world, it resonates how when you start to look for the original, it's kind of hard to look to find them because you're sitting there within yourself to say, you know what, I'm looking for the original thought person here. And there's so many copies that it's almost like it starts to get lost in translation. But when you allow yourself to stay in that vein of being an original, there's nothing that can stop you. A Jackie Robinson was an original. I would say a Dr. Charles Drew was original. For those of you who may be listening to this at this particular time, we're also celebrating Women's History Month. So, I mean, when you talk about, you know, strategists and individuals who allow their strength and their courage and their individuality to be shown and meted out, it becomes a totally new experience by saying, like, wait a minute, these individuals could have simply been like everyone else. They could have been, you know, okay, the herd is going in this direction. I'm going to go in the direction of the herd. And that really doesn't do anything for you. It does nothing for you. It's as if, and what happens when the herd goes off the cliff? Because you weren't an original person, you end up following and doing what the herd is doing. You'll be surprised how many individuals would rather you to be stuck with the herd. They'd rather you see you, okay, everyone is going in this direction, you know, okay, follow that direction. It's not good. It's not truthful to yourself. It's not allowing you to be that expression. Because even twins, I mean, we deal with like a bunch of twins that are in our daycare. But when you really look at them, regardless if they look sort of the same or exactly the same, they have their own different mentality. One does one thing, one does another thing. Now, they may have came out the same womb and everything else, but technically they're their own originals. And you got to remember, you are never meant to be a copy. You should always seek the wisdom that assists you along your path, because you were always made to be you. As you emulate what you are aspiring towards is a great thing. Remember, you always emulate what you see. Emulation and copying are two different things. When you emulate someone, that means you can seek advice from them. You can allow yourself to grow. You can allow yourself to have certain experiences, or sit there as a willing student or a willing mentee and just be like, you know what, you are where I wish to be, but may not be in a particular thought pattern or cycle or whatever it is that you're doing, but you're doing something that is successful. It would behoove me to listen to you. It would behoove me to sit there and say, you know what, I'm willing to understand that you arrived at this point because you took the time to grow yourself. So emulation is one thing, but becoming like a direct copy is something else. Because remember, copies are easily replaced. And I'll say this again. Copies are easily replaced. You were born on this plane to be an original. There's probably close to 8 billion souls on this planet. All of us are originals. But the sad thing is, too many of us die as copies. We don't want that for you. We don't see that for you. So as long as that you allow yourself to stay in that vein of individuality and originality, the sky's the limit. No one can sit there and push your button and say that they got you going this way or that way. You go into your own tune and it's not affecting nobody. Keep listening to that tune. Cheryl?
So true. And then just to bring up a point with couples, Greg made a great point, valid point about in how we think as individuals, but this becomes very challenging for couples, especially. So often we try to compare ourselves, living in expectation about what someone else has, what your neighbor has, or what the society says, what you should have or what you should be. When we learn to stop comparing our lives to other people, that's when we can start to see some glimmer of success for ourselves. And also, when we do compare ourselves with one another, and we all have this individual fingerprint, no two people have the same fingerprints. That's what I was saying about the twins. You can identify them by their fingerprints. They may look exactly alike, but if they put their fingerprints down on a piece of paper, I assure you, their fingerprints are different. It's for a reason. I'm fascinated by the human body. Every cell, every vein, every article, blood vessel is lined up to do a specific function. And it's everything is original to our own selves. And what we need to do is to understand the foundation of why we exist as humans is to be an original, leave our fingerprint in life in the sand. So the spiritual foundation of the principle here is there is enough for everyone. Why be a copy? There's no need to be jealous of your neighbor. There's no need to be jealous of what they have. And in a relationship, it only causes arguments. And no productivity and growth can happen. Because if you're seeing what everybody else have and gleaming from what they have, the best thing you can do is just bless the people around you. Bless them. Bless them. What do I mean by that? It means if you see somebody that has a car or whatever it is that you may be desiring and they get it, bless them. Envy them. Oh, I should have got that. Because then if you go back to the other lessons, the shoulda, coulda land. Get out of there. Because you're going to stay there. There'll be no growth. You need to always be taking action to move towards your purpose. And as you move towards that purpose and bless others through that, there is no doubt in my mind that you will be successful. If you are genuinely happy for others, for getting things that you wanted in life or whatever the case may be, I believe there's a great chance that those things or you things that you desire in life will come to you. But if you spend most of your time and your energy just in a cesspool of jealousness, what will happen is that you will be stuck and can't figure out how to get out of it. So the best way is bless others, and you will experience happiness and success in your life, right?
And one of the things that you have to understand is to jump on and paraphrase of Cheryl's point, a good sentiment along the path towards success is the exercise of being grateful, or simply stating, having gratitude. Even as we all aspire to do greater exploits, we must never forget to have a sense of being happy for what we are presently doing and what is still down the road. What does that mean? That means don't sit there and get caught up, as my wife just stated, why I ain't got this? Why do they have this? Why their house is like this? How come my house is like this? What is going on over there? Stop. That just shows that you're part of the herd. We don't want you to be part of the herd because that means you're not an original. Take the opportunity to accept what the universe has given you. Take the opportunities that are at hand to utilize your time to grow what it is that's the passion that's resonating inside of you to go to another level. And that happens because there's a sense of gratitude within you, not just giving, saying, oh, I'm thanking this person, I'm thanking that person, which is also a key as well. But there's a sense of gratitude that's resonating with inside of your being that emanates out of you, which will help you lead towards that level of success. See, people are going to hate. And one of the things that I understand from the different things I've experienced and different things that we have experienced and learned and understood how to navigate this war, that's par for the course. If you're doing anything great or you're starting to establish something or being blessed by certain things, people are supposed to talk about you. Don't get caught up and wondering why they, you know, I'm just trying to do good and they over there talking about me. Let them talk. Because if they're talking about you, that means you are on their mind more than you are, and you're not speaking about them. That means you should feel good. You must be doing something right. If people are taking their energy, their breath, their ability to communicate, to worry about what you're doing, you're starting to do something that is disturbing someone's comfort zone. And that's what it's about. Because remember, if the great musicians of latter years, if they didn't push the envelope, we wouldn't have some of the greatest music that the world has ever known. If artists didn't push their talents to a particular level, you wouldn't have these different periods from the Renaissance and Romance period and this period and Cubism and all this other stuff. It's all going back to a level of having that successful gratitude within you. And one thing you have to understand, success is a definitive journey that can be aborted by your own attitude towards your own path. And that's why I said, never be the person that shoots yourself in the foot. That's not an original. There's too many people out there that's out there like that. They have a great idea. They start working on it. An obstacle comes in the way, or as my wife stated, when we first started this business, money was this, money was that. We're allocation of funds, this, that, and the third. Okay, this seems too hard. Let's stop. Okay. So if we would have stopped at that particular point or succumbed to what those thoughts were or those, how should I say, the people that were murmuring at that particular point, at that particular time, we wouldn't be where we are to this point. It's all part of the pathway. It's all part of the attitude. You have to have the right attitude to reach that the right altitude. If you don't have the right attitude, you will not ascend to the right altitude. And without the right altitude, you're still murmuring, because if you ever notice any great mountain range, the more and more you get up to the summit, we're not even talking about reaching up to the peak, because technically you're never supposed to reach the peak. But most, like if you're talking about the Himalayas and you're talking about Mount Everest, no one's going to ever get to that, all the way up to that top. There's a certain summit level where you're probably 20-something thousand feet above sea level. And I mean, the air is a whole different type of thing up there. And you start to see that there's a difference of being down all the way at the bottom where those individuals could not trek up to that particular point. But as you get closer and closer to the top and getting closer and closer to that level where they call, consider rarefied air, where people of successful mindset are all resonating and everyone is building and helping each other and just ascending even more, that's where you need to be. That's where we see ourselves being. That's why we do this. It's easy to find information and certain things that helped us and we keep it to ourselves. That only shows the selfish level if we decide to do that. But by taking the opportunity and the time to say, you know what? We want you to be as successful as us. Here's our blueprint. If you follow our tenets, you become a good student of the game and follow what we are establishing and what we share with you, believe me, success is within your reach. It's not something that is a pipe dream. It's something that you have to worry about assuming it may happen. No. If you don't put your focus on that, then it will be a pipe dream. But if you allow your focus along this journey of success to be where it is and you keep your heart open, no door will ever be closed to you. And that's about being an original. If you want to be an original, you have to understand your mindset has to change. And something my wife tells me all the time, and we learned this a long time ago, and it's so true. Sometimes when you're the guru or you're the leader of your group, sometimes you got to find another group. Not saying that you run away and you leave the people that you're dealing with. But everyone has levels of time. There's certain time I have to spend with my wife. There's certain time I have to spend with my kids. There's certain time I have to spend with business people. And then when I'm talking business, there's different levels of business. There are those people who deserve this much of my time. And there are certain people that deserve way more. So don't get caught up that within the same 24-hour diaspora, like as if, oh, you're just trying to segment. No. You have to be selective. That also shows your originality. Because if everyone's just going to have carte blanche, you know, access to you, then you're just like everybody else. Cheryl?
Absolutely. And I think that you really summed that up, being original. Up in a bow. If you don't have anything else to say, I think we need to move on to the last. You have anything else to say about the original, being original?
I'm very passionate about that. And being original also deals with how to be thankful on the journey. That, because a lot of people who are on their particular journeys sometimes are not as thankful. And it goes back to the gratitude and being respectful of the fact that, you know, no man is an island. You did not arrive at whatever position that you ultimately arrive at by yourself. That's the worst type of thinking. That's real stinking thinking. If you're that particular person who would put themselves in that particular state of just selfishness, because regardless of whatever it is, if you're going to attain something that's going to be not only life-changing for yourself, but be a blessing to others and put something in the world that others can utilize and it also solves a problem, you cannot do it by yourself. You have to be able to be thankful for the experiences that come into your aura, for those experiences that allow you to grow, and even celebrate the fact when sometimes you trip and fall. That's a celebration unto itself. Because the reason why it's a celebration, if you take those opportunities, when you slip or you have a particular plan and may not come to all the way to fruition and you have the opportunity to learn something, then it was well worth it. everything in life is about teaching. That's why until we decide to, or when it's time for us to expire and transition to the next step and the next part of the journey, when you leave one temple and move on to another level, you understand. If you put yourself in the right frame of mind, nothing will be held back for you. But believe you me, it has to be in a state of gratitude, and you start to notice that those people who are highly successful and can keep it, I'm not talking about people who get things by luck, those who are highly successful and have the ability to keep it, when you start to look at it and you start to really, as someone used to tell us, inspect their seed, you start to understand if they were really taking care of people just because they don't murmur about it and talk about it, that's a show of thankfulness, giving back. So remember, success is not just about what you're acquiring for yourself, but being an original is understanding that whatever you establish is not only for you, but it's for others.
I think that was really good. And the last and final one, which is usually a big one that happens a lot that everyone needs to learn to do, is be a communicator. Communication is foremost the most, as a skill that has to be learned. You ask yourself, do you talk about things? Are you respecting everyone's opinion? Are you making mutual sacrifices in a plan of action? And the thing is, in the Bible, in James 1:19, it says, be slow to speak and quick to listen and slow to anger, to become angry. And the secret in communication, this last secret, is whether you're in a one-on-one, a small group, or a little audience, or a meeting, or you're one-on-one with your spouse, your children, your family, in a business, it doesn't matter where you are. The thing is, it's about connecting. Are you connecting with the person? Are you allowing yourself, whether it be that family member, whether it be your husband and wife, whether it be your child, your boss, your coworker, when you're communicating with people, are you connecting with them? This is something that I had to learn early on in life and in my marriage, that I had to, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a speaker, as a communicator, as an entrepreneur, as a leader, I couldn't imagine where my career would have been if I did not learn how to connect with people. It's extremely important to have a conversation and to be able to connect with someone. A husband and wife need a connection with one another. And to schedule the time, and especially if you're working in a family business, it is crucial. It is crucial for you and your spouse to schedule time without any cell phone, without any business, without any computers, without anything to interrupt you to have a conversation with your spouse. And the first thing how we talk about is having mutual respect for each other. And what I mean by mutual respect for each other is that when you have differences in opinion, like Greg and I, we tend to have different views on different things that we may like. However, like my husband likes football. I'm not a real big football fan. I'm really not. However, I had to learn to be interested in some of his topics. I had to learn to not, I didn't have to sit down and actually do something, but go to some of his games. Like, he's a football coach, and there's certain things that I know that I don't do. But I encourage his hobbies and what he likes to do. He knows I don't like football. he knows I don't like sports that much. And then there's like sometime like, at Christmas time, I would like buy him like basketball tickets. I remember the first year I did it. Remember this, Greg? I bought your basketball tickets, and it was two basketball tickets, and I thought he was going to take a friend.
Ended up taking her.
And he says, oh, I want to take you. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't really want to go. The thing is, sometime in a marriage, you have to learn how to have mutual respect for your spouse's interests. Because in the very beginning of your relationship with that spouse, it was hunky-dory. Everything he did or she did was cute, and, you know, the things was there. The things that they had going there was already there. It's just that when the things that you talked about and the things that got in the way was already present, you just tend to overlook them. But, however, you need to understand in your relationship that you can have disagreements. You can have a disagreement. Thing is, when you have a disagreement, the winning and the competition and gets into and getting to the point where someone has to win, and then saying harsh words. Harsh words stirs up anger. Anger has no place in a marriage, because you start to ridicule your king or your queen. How can you ridicule a king or queen? I think you get stoned to death in back in the day. You can't go to the queen and say, I don't think you could go to queen. I don't believe you can. Can you do that? Can anyone go up to the queen and say bad things to the queen?
No, you can't even address the queen unless she speaks to you.
Look at that. So with the king and the queen in your home, in your domain, in your queendom or kingdom, how could you ridicule your queen or king that's supposed to be in your life because of certain things and call them out their name, screaming and yelling at them, calling them harsh words? Good communication models that for a healthy relationship with your children. And good communication is learned. It is a learned skill. It is learned, and it's a balance. And we're not going to get this. That's why we left this one for last, because it's a big one.
Mm.
It's a big one, because most I'm as a family therapist and a couples therapist, people come into my office all the time about he does not listen, she does not listen, this and that, don't understand. And the thing is, they don't, because they never learned how. They never learned how. Marriage, there is over 50% of the marriages are ending up in divorce. We're quitting. We're stopping. Even if we just learned how to communicate, right?
One of the things that you, Cheryl, was sharing, which was very good, and I'm going to, you know, kind of expand and jump on it a little bit further. As much as that you communicate, every good, and I'm going to change the good to great, every great conversation starts with good listening. I'm going to say this again. Every great conversation starts with good listening. Successful people solve problems by listening to those around them and even seeking the advice of others. Now, one of the things that you have to establish, and going back to what Cheryl was just sharing, there are times where you can tear down the individual who's there to assist, who's there to help, and sometimes the ego can get into play. Ego on both sides, ego on the female side and ego on the male side. And one of the things, when ego starts coming into play, that's when the thing starts getting kind of murky. You're wondering why things are cloudy. What is going on? It just seems like just a level of despair just all of a sudden just props down, and it seems like everything is just at odds for a moment. Why? Because now we've allowed it to get a little messy for a moment. We stop listening. As much as that we're talking and we're talking and we're talking and we're talking, and everyone's trying to express themselves and make sure that their point is heard, but we're not listening. The successful people, successful couples, successful situations are individuals who can sit back. And I tell my kids this all the time, and they think I'm crazy, and it's not that I'm crazy. I'm trying to give them life skills that will hopefully propel them to do even greater works than I do. But if you can sit around people and start to learn how to look at certain body mannerisms and just allow people to talk, you can always learn more about people who are around you by what they say and how that they want to express themselves, and regardless of it being demonstrative or not. But you can learn so much more by allowing your ears to be open instead of just having your mouth running. Now, at the same time, you have to have the ability to articulate something out of your mouth. That doesn't mean that you just come out of the left field with any kind of just to be part of a conversation. Because then that goes into another thing, and I understand why Cheryl said this was the last point as we went through the list and about these seven secrets. Communication will end up having its own diaspora. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll end up doing something where it'll probably be a communication arc, because the interactions, not just in business, but especially as a couple. Because, see, if the home life ain't right, I don't care what you're doing. If you don't feel like you want to put that key in the door and I'm talking to the men, that means you ain't communicating properly with your woman. If your woman comes to the door and the first thing that she has to tell you is about, you know, things that are going on that's wrong, and not addressing you, or at least, you know, welcoming you into the home, so you feel like, you know what, I'm going out here every day to strive for this family, and you want to continue to do even more. But see, that gets back to the fact. People will assume that it's about, oh, it's just the way they talk to each other. No, stop. No, it goes deeper than that. They haven't listened to each other. So remember, you have to have great listening skills in communication in order to be effective. You see, we all can scream to the top of our lungs and proclaim and say, thus saith, and da-da-da-da. But really, when have you taken the time to just close your mouth for a moment? Because we only have one mouth, but yet we have two eyes and two ears. When you sometimes just take the time just to close the mouth, and just allow your ability to sit there and engage with someone and listen. And if you have that ability, and if you allow that ability to even if you're the type of individual who feels, that's not really my thing, or that's not really her thing, well, I hate to tell you this, and it may seem harsh, but that's something that you better do. That's something that you have to do. If you're really going to be successful, that's something you have to do. This is not something that's, well, maybe I may do that. No, it's not a maybe. It's not something that you have the ability to say, okay, I'm going to take these five things and don't work with those two. No, in order to be successful, you need to work with all seven. And when you start now not trying to differentiate and say, oh, well, you know, I'm good at these four, and these three, you know what I'm saying, I'll just put those three in the back burner. You ain't going to be successful. Or I'll work with these two, and then somehow I'll think about the other five. You're not going to be successful. But when you can sit there and look in the mirror and look yourself in the face, and you're listening to these seven secrets, you know, in regards of the format that you're listening it to, then you have that opportunity to sit there and say, you know what, I have to work, okay, regardless if it's the first one, okay, I got to work, build up myself the first one, and my confidence, if I have to walk around and understand that, you know, in my confidence, I have to communicate myself a little better within my confidence so I can communicate better in my marriage, those are some of the things I have to do. I have to be fearless. I have to understand that I'm not there to tear down my wife. She's there to supplement what I don't have. And at the same time, me as the man, I'm there to supplement what she doesn't have. So you're being fearless. Having a positive attitude. It's starting to put everything together. Because now we've dealt with the confidence issues, and we know that we're navigating this thing together in a growth spurt. So now in that growth spurt, there are things that can come along the way that can say, you know what, maybe you can do it. And sometimes it's just simply dealing with what people are saying. That's why there's life and death and power of the tongue. Be positive. Always allow yourself to manifest yourself as you continue to go forward. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on, especially when it comes to communication. And you have to forgive. There's too many times in our community, I'd be the first one to admit it for myself. I know a lot of weight that I've held on to in the past, physical weight, is because of stuff I've held on to. And we wonder why sometimes people say, you know, I had this surgery, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to take care of this, or I'm going to get a lipo that. Well, why isn't the weight disappearing? Why? Because the real weight you haven't released yet. You have to forgive. Forgiving means that you're respecting your temple. Forgiving means that you respect the other person's temple that you're in the relationship with. Being a forgiver even sometimes has to translate even into business, where, you know, you can hold on to grudges with people in business, and sometimes you have to be the bigger person. So also, and that action taken, believe you me, inaction is one of the worst things that kills dreams. I've seen people who have some of the greatest ideas end up just doing nothing. Why? Because they sit there and assume that, you know, someone's going to either do it for them, or they're going to just sit there and wait for life to happen when it doesn't work that way. Because procrastination kills more dreams than anything else. There's never a right time. Oh, there's a great time to start a business. There's never a great time. Do it. You're going to keep yourself in this perpetual circle of nothingness if you're just sitting there just assuming that I'm waiting for the right time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump into this thing with my wife or my husband, and we're just waiting. Doesn't work that way. Stand up on your feet. Take the leap. If there's a passion that's resonating inside of you, it's time for you just to take the opportunity and move in it. Yeah, you're going to slip. Yeah, there may be times you're going to be like Thomas Edison. You're going to get ridiculed like Walt Disney. They're going to kick you out the kitchen like Colonel Sanders. Or you're going to be like Oprah, and you could be in the forefront as a news anchor, and all of a sudden they're telling you that you're not good for television. They said, we just rather put you back as a beat reporter. But they took action. They didn't allow themselves to sit there, you know, and wallow in some selfless pity. They allowed themselves to take whatever lemons got thrown at them, and they turned them into lemonade. And then we flow down to be original. And as Cheryl said, one of her favorite quotes was, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Now you think about that. Ralph Waldo Emerson, he wrote a lot of great things in his time. But that is a great testament to someone who was an original. When you have something that still resonates to this day, that you left a legacy. That's what being an original is about. It's not about assuming that, okay, if I just copy what they're doing, I'm going to be great at it. No. Now, that's why we went into the fact about being an original, by emulation and copying. Two different words, two different aspects. Emulation is the key, because at least it shows that you're under the tutelage of someone and you're allowing yourself to grow. Copying is just sitting there saying, you know, cut and paste in this technology age, and okay, this is mine. You'll be, and as quickly as you copy, is as quickly you're going to disappear. And then finally, we wrapped it up with communication, which is a whole nother world unto itself. But as we are, as it was stated, as Cheryl stated in James 1:19, if you're being slow to speak and quick to listen, That means there's a higher probability you're not getting angry. There's no ability for wrath to come into play as a couple. There's no opportunity to put something in the middle of what you're doing. But what it is that it allows you to take those necessary steps to be a great listener, to be an effective communicator, to establish something that can not only grow yourself just between you and your partner, but something that can resonate out of there and be a blessing to others. Cheryl?
Absolutely. This was a wonderful series. I hope that it blessed you. And there is success, an avenue for success, a pathway for success. You determine it. Only you. You create those things, setting yourself up in life to be successful. If you're not where you want to be right now, you need to do some changes. You need to start looking yourself in the mirror and really doing some hard core facts. It's time for you and your spouse to start looking at each other now and start doing the work. You need to start, if you are letting people in your marriage, all up in it, then this needs to stop. Who's in your ear? What are you listening to? What are you listening to? We could tell you that right now we know the reason why we started this is that couples right now are needing to hear something like this right now. If you are a couple that wants to connect with us, please go to our Facebook page right now. Or you could go to gregandcheryl.com, which will probably be up, and connect with us. If you would like to do some coaching one-on-one with us, we do that. We're also going to be doing groups coming with different topics. If you would like us to come to you, you can reach us at our Facebook page. Inbox us. It's not an automatic thing. We're actually talking to you. We're the ones speaking. So you can go to Gregory and Cheryl Clark on a Facebook page, and that you can connect with us, and we will be in touch with you. You can shoot us a question. If you have any, if you would like the MP3 of this particular recording, that's going to be available to you. Take it. Listen to it. Write down your notes. Revisit your notes and implement it. Don't put it in your dresser drawer. Don't put it in your bedside table. Do not do that. Start picking it up and do an action plan for your life. Because believe me, once you start doing that, you're going to see changes are going to start to happen. So you can visit us on our Facebook page and at gregandcheryl.com, gregandcherylclark.com, and we also are connected with the Bridal Tribe. You can connect with us any place on the web. We are so grateful for you being here, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
And as Cheryl stated, you have ample opportunities to connect with us via Facebook, via Twitter. Remember, our Twitter handle is Greg and Cheryl Clark without the E. Again, that's Greg Cheryl Clark is our Twitter handle. Go follow us on Twitter. And as Cheryl stated, you want to have one-on-one consultations with us, you know, you direct message us on our Facebook page, the Gregory and Cheryl Clark page, and we'll definitely set up some arrangements for that. So until next week, when it's time for us to, we will surprise you with a new arc of great information for you. We will definitely see you. next on the Couples TV show. This is Greg. And this is Greg Clark.
And this is Cheryl Clark.
And see you later.
Bye-bye.